reasonably full. Reasonably full house tonight. First thing, let me get everybody up to date. I'm running out of energy, so I don't have the time or the strength anymore to write up all my notes as I would like. So these recordings are going to be it. So if you got anything that's going to be jackass in the background, either get on a mute or get the hell out of the session. We don't need the recording screwed up. Because everything that is heard is on that recording. That's a problem, not a solution. And tonight we're going to do a very, very different thing. Surprisingly, we're going to do the run exactly as you would want to do it in the context of putting some very well-chosen people into hell. And we're going to learn how to do the same thing with a city or an area. Now, a city or an area, and the area can be any size. It really doesn't matter. In theory, although it takes a bit of doing, you could actually put an entire galaxy in hell with the same impunity that you put a spoonful of Washington, D.C. sewage. The energy applied is no different. It's just a matter of the same information, knowledge being applied correctly. The hell is that? Somebody scraping something or sniffing?
I'll be making a noise. I'll move my microphone.
Oh. Okay. Anyhow. Now let's get a little bit of a recap, and I'm going to do them quick, so just hold on with me. First, about a crew of a righteous Akurian. With sufficient practice, you'll be able to bring down heaven or deliver up hell in any quantity or severity and location you deem appropriate, with complete immunity in the sight of the Most High. Now, anybody and everybody else who even attempts to use this or tamper with it, or the contents of any of our instructions, is going to get their unholy ass smashed, along with their families, their friends, their fellows, and anyone who's part of the criminality, because it is criminal in the eyes of the Most High. And any part means even the slightest agreement with, as well as open support of, or anyone on government payroll in the process. So you bastards that think you're ruling the world, we've got news for you. Okay, the first thing is Akasha. Now, you can make a personal belly ball and charge it with Akasha, room to exist. And when you feel it with your hands, you don't feel anything. And nor should you. It's blank space, room to exist. But you don't need to make a belly ball with it, but if you do, that's perfectly all right. Get used to making belly balls, you need them. And the first element, of course, is air. And the best way to gain a greater understanding of any element is to personally experience it, play with it a little bit. Now, you're going to need your hands free to make yourself a personal belly ball and charge it with the element of air. And remember the invocation, it's pretty simple. You can make up your own. Archangel Raphael, bring me sufficient essence of air for me to study, and when I am finished by dissolving my spirit manifestation, disperse as you will all you have brought me for this purpose. Now, all of those are pretty much the same. Pretty much without exception, except for the name of who you're bringing up and the element you're calling on. Now, you'll note that air, or all the grand elements, that, for that matter, are filled with smaller particles of energy. Spirit quarks, for want of a better term. And all kinds and shapes. They're just everything imaginable and unimaginable. Some are stronger than others. Some are twinkling as they move. Some of them don't. And all of them are moving at a different speed. You seldom find two that are moving at the same rate of speed.
air particles, we would call them air quarks to know what the hell we're talking about. Feel somewhat like shaking salt into your hand, with your hand tilted to permit the salt particles to fall free. If you've ever done that, every cook has. You'll know what it feels like, and that's about what it feels like when you're feeling these air particles. And you can feel them, kind of feel them impact, and you can feel them leave. Now these quarks are spirit energy, dark matter and dark energy. It doesn't matter which grand element you're dealing with, these are dark matter and dark energy, which is the same mathematical energy that scientists can prove exists and can't detect, because it's also the spiritual realms, including the planes of heaven and the depths of hell. Now, you can disperse that belly ball. Fire is the next one, of course. And fire is a little bit different element in that it is responsible for all movement everywhere in creation. And it's a non-scientific conclusion that permits most scientific and true righteous error. Space-time being the most predominant. And once you have motion, you encounter heat. And heat instantly creates some degree of expansion. Now you make yourself a personal belly ball and charge it with the element of fire. Archangel Michael, bring me sufficient essence of fire for me to stay, and when I am finished by dissolving my spirit manifestation, dispose as you will all you have brought me for this purpose. Same invocation, except for the difference. The spirit manifestation is your belly ball with it filled with the essence of fire, so that shouldn't be a problem. Now fire is also smaller particles of energy, doing the same thing, all shapes, sizes, some stronger, some twinkling, some moving, and all of them at a different speed. But you're going to feel the accumulated heat that makes the palm of your hands warm when you create a belly ball. That's how you know you've got one, the expansion factor of it. Now disperse that belly ball. And you're going to make a new one in a minute. Order the third quarter of the great elements of creation is quality being control. In other words, it stops the heat from expanding by controlling the fire. And when you feel like calling up a spirit or something, especially if the entity you're calling up is deceased from human life, you can tell the difference in them because of this controlling factor. Whether a live one or a dead one is determined over by the water factor, not the fire and spirit to start with. Now, make yourself a personal belly ball and charge it with the element of water. Archangel Gabriel, bring me sufficient essence of water for me to study, and when I'm finished by dissolving my spirit manifestation, disperse as you will all you have brought me for the purpose. I'm hearing flashing in the background. I don't know what the hell that is, but stop it. Now, water is filled with smaller particles, water quarks in this case. What the hell is that? Thank you. Now, the water quarks feel cool, and all you got to do to feel the coolness of water is to put your hand up next to cold water running, and you'll feel that cold air. It feels about the same way. Why it feels like that, I don't know, it just does. And your hands will feel wet. And remember, all control is vested in water. Everything you're going to do is vested in water. Now, disperse that belly ball. Earth. Now, that's the level of manifestation. Even light photons that are made of frequency of energy, by which we have vision, light. It's all frequency, it's all spirit energy and everything, but it's manifest. And light can be detected as a chemical as much as it can an electrical over, remember that. It's where everything is manifest. And you pull up the belly ball for water. Archangel Uriel, bring me sufficient essence of earth for me to study, and when I am finished by dissolving my spirit manifestation, disperse, if you will, all you have brought me for the purpose. Now, the earth quarks feel solid, needless to say, and they also feel heavier. They have an essence of feeling heavier because there is a weight there. I'm still hearing that sound like the hell over there behind me. And there's this hardness or heaviness that is the essence of earth, whatever you're feeling it. Everything that is manifest will eventually be found in earth, in the earth plane, everything. That is why we bring up the essence and energies of hell in sufficient quantities to affect the damages we intend without covering the world with burning and boiling brimstone. Now disperse that belly ball. Now we're going to get into a practice right off of the bat here, but the first thing is never venture down into hell in your own spirit body. Always use a body of light made for that one purpose and for that one trip. And you get rid of it, you dissolve it, you leave it there, what the hell ever the case calls for. But you do not use that thing again. If you use a body of light to go down, you use that body of light to come back up, or you're not going to make it quite right. Okay. Now, I want to put an image of yourself, not a body of light, but your own energy. Put it out a few feet from where you are, and think the word effort. And you'll rise gently with it to stabilize. Now you're in the upper edge of the etheric plane, just that easy. Doesn't take any big hullabaloo of praise this and worship that or any of the other poppycock. This is all it takes. Now, think the word lower astral and rise gently and stabilize with it. Then think the word higher astral, and again, rise gently and stabilize with it. Think the word mental, and rise gently and stabilize with it too. Think the word causal, rise again gently and stabilize. Very easy. Think the word Hosanna, rise gently, stabilize with it, and charge yourself here with all the heavenly energy you can get. Just fill your whole body with it. Now in reverse order, if you're fully charged and wrapped yourself, think the word causal, lower gently and stabilize. Mental, lower gently and stabilize. Higher astral, again, lower gently and stabilize with it. Lower astral, lower gently again, and stabilize with it. Take the word effort and stabilize. Now, bring yourself back into your physical body, and by touching your physical body, you'll connect any energy you've charged yourself with. So now you should be fully charged with the energies of the planes of heaven from Hosanna down. You notice you didn't have to stop and do anything. Just get Hosanna, and then come down and stabilize, because each plane above it controls the one below it. Now we're going to practice a bit of hell and back. I want you to make a body of light in this one. You never enter any part of hell with a spirit image of yourself. Only a body of light. Now, go get a body of light, and don't make a sunlight. And do not secure any black fire. Just make a body of light. Now stretch out your hands beyond the reach of your belly ball, where this body of light is, and call up the spirit and charge yourself. Akasha, air, fire, water, earth. And pull those energies you've created into that body of light. That's it. Now you've got that body of light standing there before you. It's fully charged and under your absolute control. Okay, everybody's on the same page now. As much as they're going to get. Now, this precaution is not necessary to enter the plains of heaven if you're just going up. But you're never being neglected when you're going down into the depths of hell. If you get out of sync with the rest of us, just stop, go with the word effort, and dissolve that body of light. When I tell you to instruct, do it silently within yourself, and if you call the names of the depths I present, you'll feel a slight sinking sensation, like you're going to fall forward. That is normal. Nothing to be afraid of, and your indication that you are attempting, or what you're attempting, is proceeding as it should, as it's required. Now the fun begins. You've got a body of light standing out there. If you put out your hands farther than you would making a belly ball, and call the name of Barack Hussein Obama, and instantly you can feel him between your hands. Now you're holding him at about the waist normally. If you can read him like a book, he can't hide a damn thing. And note the essence of exactly how Barack Obama feels. He doesn't feel like anybody else in creation. Now, hand the spirit of Barack Hussein Obama into the hands of your body of light, the one you just made for this process. This body of light's already in the effort, so command it to take the spirit of Barack Hussein Obama down by commanding it with the word Deros. Excellent. Danaka. Adesi. Gehenna. Elia. Alberdom. Damn, that's good. And now you say to this copy of the Spirit, you, Barack Hussein Obama, are blaspheming against the Holy Spirit of truth. And here I bind you to remain forever beaten, and let him drop into the depths. And now you begin your ascent. Aaliyah. That's where you are now. Gehenna, and you'll feel the rising, stabilize with it as it goes. Hadesi, Danaka, Deros, Ethric, feel that stability, you're coming up fine. And now you're on back in the earth plane with the same body of light. Dissolve that body of light. Now you're going to make another one, just like you made the first one. You could use the same one, but that begins to contaminate things a little bit. If you feel any sticky, anything, pull it off your hands and throw it away. Just don't pull it into anything else that's alive. But you can dissolve that one. We'll clean you later. Okay, now, you got yourself a new body of light standing there. It's already charged, a conscious, air, fire, water, earth, man. It's ready to go. Get your hands out, farther than a belly ball, remember, don't do these close to you. And call the name Nancy Pelosi. And you could feel her squirming ass almost immediately. And I don't know anybody who'd want to hold her at the waist, but that's where we've got her. And if you read her, she can't hide anything, but she knows she's bad. But notice how she feels. Nobody else feels like Nancy Pelosi. And it's a feeling of pure evil. That's what you've got a hold of there. Now you hand this spirit of Pelosi into the hands of that second body. body of light. And the one you made just for this process is already in the effort. So you command it to take down the spirit of Nancy Pelosi by commanding the word Eros, Danaka, Adesi, Gehenna, Elia, Alperdom. Now you say to the spirit you took of her, you, Nancy Pelosi, are blaspheming against the Holy Spirit of truth, and here I bind you to remain forever. And throw her into the depth. Excellent. Now, you're going to come back up. You're a set. Aaliyah, feel it? Yourself rise a little bit, is it? You do get a little close to Perdita there. Stabilize. Gehenna, feel the rising. That's it. Hadesi. Danaka. Eros. Etheric. And try to get stabilized and dissolve that body of light. Excellent. Now, we got one more of those to do. Make yourself a new body of light and charge it. I'm not going to walk you through it. I just did that twice. Run it through the elements, and starting with Akasha. Okay, everybody's about as ready as they're going to get it. Okay, get your hands out ahead of here. We're going to call up one more spirit. Get your hands away from your belly ball. Get them out a little bit. Call the name of Harry Reid. Oh boy, that is a mad, evil son of a bitch. Okay. Now feeling good. Nobody else feels like Harry Reid. You'll want to recognize him one of these days. But he is a vile, slimy son of a bitch. Now you hand Harry Reid into the hands of that body of light you just made and pull any of his energies off. Damn, he's sticky. And throw them into him. Okay, everybody got him bombed and ready to go down. Command your body of light carrying Harry Reid, the word Eros, Danaka, Hadassi, Gehenna, Halea, Hapurim. Now say to this spirit entity that you just pulled down here, you, Harry Reid, are a blasphemy against the Holy Spirit of truth, and here I bind you to remain forever. For deep, and throw his ass into the depths. How do you like that, buddy? Now we got to get you back up. Aaliyah? Okay. Everybody's all right. Gehenna? Hadesi? Danaka? Eros? Etheric? And I'll dissolve that body of light. Dissolve it into nothingness. Yeah, they didn't like that at all, did they? How inconsiderate of them. Now we're going to learn how to do the same thing to an entire city or area. It's not limited to anything, as I said before. But before you can do that, you have to know how to read one. In order to read a city or an area, you got to do a little astral flight. Now, the better you are at AD, the easier this will get. But nevertheless, you don't need your AD to make this part work. Now, it's a little simple to explain, but it takes a little bit of doing to get correct. That's why I'm going to walk you through it yet tonight. When you select the city or area, my name, you can include or exclude any or all the surrounding burgs or territory that make up the metropolitan complex. Now, let me explain that a little bit. You just declare the city limits by name. Atlanta city limits, for instance. Or Atlanta metro complex, which takes in all the little dog towns around it. And the normal vision is, as far as there are lights along the roads going out of town, that's what you're going to cover. As a general rule, we'll tighten that up a little bit. But if you just blast it, that's what you get. Okay, now, let's say, though, that you want to hit Atlanta, but you want to leave, what is it, Lake on Live, Rockville, something like that? Let's say you wanted to leave that part out. Well, Bullhead is one of the parts of the city. Let's say you wanted to hit Atlanta, but leave Bullhead out. You can do that. Excluding one is this Atlanta metro complex, save is the word you hit, S-A-V-E, save Bullhead. Now, one is easy. Two is a hell of a lot harder, and three is damn near out of the question, unless you're all attached, you're like one right beside the other one, with no city in between it. Now, like Albuquerque here, we have a South Valley that's unincorporated, but there are pockets of Albuquerque where they stole the tax base. You got one of those in it, it just compounds the problem, so I don't even try. But if you try to save one of those rural areas, and it can be as small as a house or a property, you're going to find that it takes damn near more energy to protect that little place than it would to destroy the rest of the damn city area. So when you're after a place like Atlanta or Detroit, take in all his jackass to this convenience for us. Okay? Now, here's the process. And you read the city by your own spirit, or you can do it with a body of light. I recommend you do your reads in the spirit, then make a body of light for whatever you're going to do with it, especially if you're going to send that area or city into hell. Now, it takes a little bit of time to get the spiritual energies from somewhere above the target, just like you're flying in an airplane, except you're sitting still. Try to center yourself in the area that you're going to put the hammer to. But get high enough where you can see it. Don't be 20 feet over some jackass roof. You can't see the rest of the town. Get up a couple of thousand feet where you can see the whole damn thing. And if they got mountains that's wrapped around the mountain, get higher. So that you can see the whole shooting match. Because altitude doesn't mean anything. As a matter of fact, take a trip to the moon and back a time or two and get used to the altitude. Now, when you're reading a town, you can feel the energies of the given sections of town just the same as if you actually travel through those given sections. An administrative business district feels like administrative business. A manufacturing area feels like a manufacturing area. A fuel and chemical storage and processing feels like a processing and storage with fuels and everything. A transportation hub, a rail yard for instance, feels like a truck depot or a rail yard. An airport feels like an airport. And a war zone feels like a war zone. And most ghettos are war zones. Just with little different ethnicity. There's a Hispanic war zone, there's a black war zone, and a Chinese war zone, take the choice. There's a redneck of them is, and with a little practice, right down to the very borders. Now, if you're going to bless the city, you can take it up in the plains of heaven with your own spirit. You can do that. You can expand your spirit and take it up. But if you're going to curse it, you can still use your own spirit just by damning it from where you are. But if you're going to put it in hell, use a body of light made for that purpose. And charge it with all the heavenly energies you can get. Now that sounds a little strange, but we're going to do that. That puts your body of light in a five-power situation that cannot be altered or tampered with. Now, after, and only after you rid a city and set your boundaries, you make yourself that body of light, take it with it, project it to a height above the target, centering yourself in it for a better control of it. Select areas and expand that body of light to cover the entire area, and that's right, just sending it down to the ground, and fit it like a sheet to a bed. There's this body of light now scattered all over this territory. There could be several miles, tens, hundreds of miles in some cases, if you want to take out an area. It'll stretch, and it'll reach, and you'll notice that it does not stand out. It stays the same thickness. And you don't have to have an absolutely detailed, accurate to the street and all this kind of bullshit, unless you've got an area that you want to protect, that definitely, and that takes a lot of work. But if you look at them, and you're doing this thing, and you're trying to figure out where the hell these areas are, you'll notice that they show up just like the lighted areas of looking at a city at night when they're flying. You can tell where all of them are. Now that you've got your target fully wrapped and under your control, raise it or lower it accordingly, and leave that body of light wherever you've taken it, especially down. That's right, you leave that body of light. Now that takes a little misdoing. Let me make a note here before I forget. Now, first thing we're going to do is choose a city. Anybody got a suggestion of the first city that we should send directly into hell?
San Francisco.
Thank you.
I vote for Tel Aviv. LZ's got a hell of a lot of control over
the money that comes in and out of Beijing, to be sure.
Which Israel city got all of that top money?
Surprisingly, Tel Aviv.
I changed my vote to Tel Aviv.
I'll go with Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv.
Wasn't that the one you said,
Gerald?
Yes, sir. Okay.
One way to get the top money back. Take it away from Steve.
Yes, it is.
Well, it's probably going to end up more like if we don't protect it, Tel Aviv goes down the crapper and we send them more money to rebuild it.
Okay,
now.
Save Iran and Duke for a different target in the U.S. is all that does.
Right. Okay, now what are we going to do with it? We're going to force it or send it to hell?
Send it to hell.
Okay. Absolutely. All right. Now.
Can we put it inside an Iranian nuke on the way?
Nope. You're creating problems before none exists, so stop that. Okay, now, what you want to do is take your own spirit. Tel Aviv is on the coast of Israel, by the Mediterranean Ocean, for those of you that haven't been there. So raise yourself up. Couple of miles will do it. That's not very far. And concentrate first. It's easier to find if you concentrate on the Temple Mount that everybody is familiar with. Get there, and when you look down, you can see the golden dome on the Mosque of Omar, as it's also called. And now, move backwards, westward, and slightly north. And there is Tel Aviv, right on the coast. And you'll notice one thing that is not there. There's ghetto areas, but those are Palestinian Arab-like refugees. It's a ghetto, and it's deliberately kept poor. That's so the fighters stay on and the war profiteers can make money. Okay, read that very carefully. Not nearly as righteous and holy as they want you to think it is it?
Yeah, you said one thing missing. My first thought was God.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever been there.
You ever said that he's my holy old commodity, ain't he?
No. That's right, they do, but that doesn't mean that he is. I hit a good read on Tel Aviv. A lot of business, a lot of corruption, and you'll notice that the vast majority of it is pretense to the tourists that they wouldn't piss on if it weren't for the camouflage they offer. And if you look over at that, I guess you'd call it a mountain. We might not call it a mountain here, but it's a height. That is a very rich section of town. And about as vile a goddamn place as you'll find in the entire nation. And that nation is vile. If you're trying to wonder where the hell all the vile is coming from, the whole goddamn nation is vile. So read through that one a little. when you've got, everybody's got a hammer on him, where you know exactly what the city's about. Not nearly as complex as, say, Washington, D.C., or Dallas, or Los Angeles, for that matter. About a mile above it, you can read about everything on that one. Yes, somebody found out that there's a great deal of it that's underground. Yes, there is. Everybody got a good read on it? Don't let the beach fool you. Okay, let me know when you got it. Everybody ready? Okay. That's good. You're in good shape. Not a problem. Can I make this body of light, charge it, Akasha, air, fire, water, earth, find it? That's good. Now, take the word etheric and rise gently with that body of light. Don't be in it. Go along the side of it, or just send it, whichever you want. Lower astral, higher astral, mental, causal, huzzah. Now here, charge that body of light with all the energy of the silence that you can actually put in it. Very good, very good. somebody didn't get it right, but that's okay. It's not the end of the damn world. That's right, charge it as hard as you can get it. Yes, it'll be a little hot sometimes. Now move it back down. Console. Mental. Higher astral. Lower astral. Etheric. And stabilize it. Now it should look like it's glowing, and it is. Okay. Now you've already read the televisual complex, so you should know what this body is going to look like. So you command this body of light, you take it with you. Hey, that's pretty damn good. Over the city of Tel Aviv. Send that body of light out to every place you can see buildings, wherever you sense the perimeter of where you put it. Put it down into the dirt, underneath of it, and cover it just like it's in a mold. That body of light. Attach it to the outer perimeters and just sink it, which is what we'll do. Now you command that body of light that suddenly has all of Tel Aviv's metro complex in it to sink. The word Diros. Ooh. Danaka. Adese. Gehenna, Aliyah, Haperdon, and if it looks like you've got a big hole, it's because you've got a big hole. And now you charge the city. You, Tel Aviv, Metro Complex, are blaspheming against the Holy Spirit of Truth. And here I bind you to remain, even at Sodom and Gomorrah. And let that entire thing drop down to the black depths. All of it. Let it go. Now back to your own self. Esther. And that's how you get out of hell in a hurry. If you'll notice, you didn't go down with it. You're at the top. You're still up in the air there. Question?
Yeah.
That body of light.
Mm-hmm.
Did it stay? What does it do?
It's got the entire energies of the seas, of Tel Aviv in it. And it's in hell, where Tel Aviv will be.
Okay. You don't have to dissolve it? And
mm-mm. You leave it right in hell with that. That's why you made it. And there's a heavenly energy. The heavenly energies were so that it could hold on to Tel Aviv. Once it got into hell and you went wham, there's no heavenly nothing there. That's why you sent it instead of going yourself.
I like it.
Okay, I thought you would. Okay, now, take yourself, each one of you, just do it. It only takes a second. I'm not going to walk you through it. Get up on the highest planes and recharge yourself. Come back and reconnect. Do that with your spirit and clean yourself. And now that you're fully clean with the energies of the planes of heaven from Havana down, I hope, and the destiny of television networks is far worse than anyone there is ever going to imagine. And neither politicians, bureaucrats, preachers, otherwise, nobody but the Most High can rescue it unless it's one of us. Now you can wear Tel Aviv or any place you're at. You can wear any of them. Just in case you knew someone that was out of town. I thought you'd like that. Or some of these, or if some socialist comes in to help, you know how that is. But now, a warning. Do not send any city you live in or intend to visit into the depths. These energies often erupt without warning, like a volcano. Bang! Suddenly they go to hell in a handbasket, so that's what you've just done. And you don't want to catch yourself in the middle of one of those in the process. Okay, any questions? Process or procedure, doesn't matter. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I had a burning in my belly when I came back up.
Yeah, normal.
Okay.
When you make a body of light, the way we practice it in your own spirit, your spirit has a silver cord that is connected about the navel, and that's where, when you project out, that's how you get back with that silver cord. So when you were projecting out over Tel Aviv, it pulls that cord and sometimes lets you know about it. So it's perfectly normal. But that's also why you don't want to bind the body of light that you're going to use like this to yourself. That silver cord is going to be there when you bind it to yourself. Now you can make a body of light to help you train and bind it to yourself without any problem, but that's not a body of light that you would use for something like this, maybe to go read it initially, but you'd make a separate body of light to do the deed with. Very normal.
But be careful when you get over Mumbai in their hot chili district.
Okay, any questions?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Can you take a company the same way?
Yes, you can. But now a company, okay, what are you doing? Okay, you got a company. Let's say General Motors, that sounds simple. But General Motors has company assets all over the goddamn place. So, you can't take General Motors at one whack without taking them all. That means their GMAC finance offices, for instance. Their dealerships. Their wholesalers. Manufacturing plants. And let's say that they're having a subcontracting, like they used to do, for somebody to make some small trinket item, like the door handles, these little roller door handles that used to be inside all General Motors automobiles. I'm sure you remember the little roller things. Well, a lot of people didn't know that those were all made in Pittsburgh. For every General Motors car from about 33 or 34 until they went to the swing handles that pull out. Anyone of them that had a crank on for a window or for the little wings that used to be in the front of the car, those little cranks, all of those were made in Pittsburgh by Allegheny Plastic.
But Allegheny Plastic only has one customer, General Motors. I think all the Chryslers were made over in Toledo, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, any questions? You want to take out a General Motors, you can do that. But pay attention to what the hell you're doing. You don't pull one of these companies down around your goddamn ears. But let's say we take something like Facebook.
I'd rather have a credit bureau.
Well, cool.
Or Medical Information Bureau, they've been pulling throttle in this world for a long time.
Yes, they have. Run down, find out one who owns them. Do some corporate research. Find out the company that owns the company that owns the company. And bring it right down that goddamn chain. But you can do it exactly the same way.
So what happens if one department is left out?
You'll miss that one department. You won't hit it as hard. It'll get impacted from the others. And it may be the chink in the armor that you have to overcome to get to the others. So if you're going to do a company, make sure. Now, you take an IT company or a computer company like, say, Facebook. They're in one place. They do not have any facilities anywhere out of their immediate glom. The membership is one thing. The company is another. You can separate that. But to answer the question, can you do it with a company? Yes, you can. Well, whatever you're going to do, if you're going to do it with a city, why do you want to tear down a city? What's in that son of a bitch that needs torn down? Now, like Washington, D.C., the only thing that is really there that's worth a goddamn, and they're all in need of repair, most of them are covered with pigeon shit, and they're crime zones the moment the sun goes down, is the monuments. Well, send it all into hell. There's nothing redeemable in Washington, D.C.
Well, with that being said, and that would be a good target to do, but I've got a couple of questions. What if we did do Washington, D.C., and I'm sure that we can all agree that that needs to go, but as the Koreans, we were in a particular position that we were called upon to go to Washington, D.C. Is there any other thing that we need to do to protect ourselves should we be in a circumstance where we've gone, or let's say that, for example, someone has done like Benny suggested with San Francisco, which San Francisco needs to go too, but should the circumstances be where one of us does happen to need to go to San Francisco, is there any other thing that we need to know about it? And two, and this is another question, is that what if we ever needed to restore? You know, the only ones who can is us, but what if we ever needed to? I mean, we don't want to find ourselves in a circumstance where we create the doubt and can't undo it.
Well, that's true. So you have a bit of a sticky witness there. If you're going to hit, say, Washington, D.C., for the hell of it, you need to make sure that what they're going to send to Washington, D.C., is for Washington, D.C. to the exclusion of everything else. Okay? In other words, what are you doing in Washington, D.C. that has to be handled.
Because you can spell it out. You can fix the whole thing. Now, let's take what can be a very real instance. Let's say that Pete has to go to Washington, D.C., and we want to take his ass apart.
That's sort of where I was thinking of.
Right. Well, that wouldn't be too smart to take Washington, D.C. then, as a city, and just totally destroy it. Let's say that even though you limited it to the city limits of Washington, D.C., you wouldn't get the Pentagon, because the Pentagon is not in Washington, D.C. It's across the river in Virginia.
Well, how is any one of us supposed to know the travel plans of everybody when we've never met and I didn't travel?
That's why you have to use a little bit of common sense with this thing.
Yeah. But I have no idea where anybody on this phone is going anytime this year.
Well, I do know that none of us have any plans for Tel Aviv. Those of them just called in and got a refund on the tickets.
Did you just take out all the spirits in Washington, D.C.?
You could.
And leave the city alone?
You could do that.
What will we see on the news about Tel Aviv after tonight?
Well, just watch the news till it happens. But in the meantime, leave it alone.
How long does this take to hit?
Part of it has already started. It starts when you dig.
Okay.
But to get off the tip that there's a bunch of on-off switches. There are not. There are starting switches. Now when you put
Bobby?
Yeah.
On that note, and it was one of the things, I hope you don't mind, Sharon, if I bring up, is about Facebook.
Okay.
Trust me when I tell you all that I have no issue with collateral damage, not anymore. But we also have to consider Facebook has been a way for people to connect.
Well, it has. There's one coming up in competition to it. I forget the name of it, Disclose or something like that's its name. A couple of young kids. But Facebook stole their program from some people. So I don't have any qualms about letting them all hang out to dry.
True, as long as we have another mechanism for people to connect, because you know, you think back in the American Revolution, they didn't have phones or internet. And I was talking to Sharon about this. In order to have a revolution, as what we're calling for in our invitations, we need to have some type of an organized, you know, rebellion. Because otherwise, everybody will be off on their own pussy tangents and soap operas. To be successful in a revolution, we have to have a way to connect.
Yep.
And so that's something that should be thought of when we're putting together an invitation. Second thing I wanted to bring up was order, is to consider order in the invitations. My concern with the Facebook invitation was we were destroying it and then recreating it. We said the destroy invitation first, and then we secondly said that it would be abandoned. So what we're doing is we're destroying it and recreating it to be abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
So just be thoughtful of those kind of order issues. It's kind of like going up and down in the planes in order.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I wanted to say.
Yes, and those points are very solid. Pay attention now. And if you didn't catch it all, when we get this recording posted, go back and listen again. Okay, any questions? questions about how to send three quarters of the planet into hell even by accident. Don't send anything until you read it. Now make goddamn sure that you're not all past clocked on some bit. If you find Nancy Pelosi and she's talking to Congress, taking Congress's ass to task is a whole lot easier, but you have to delineate it out, because there'll be some in Congress that are saying there's no goddamn way you're going to do this. We're going to see you in hell first. And the odds are that's about right. So what do you do? Well, you damn sure don't destroy everything for 100 miles in all directions simply because you don't like Nancy Pelosi in her goddamn mouth. But there's nothing protecting Nancy Pelosi. You don't have to destroy GIs that are stationed over at Dulles Air Force Base simply because you don't like Pelosi. But now, Pelosi is a little bit different story. You can go for her goddamn ass and put it down and put it down hard. And there's not a damn thing she can do to protect herself. Remember, dead or alive, you're still an Epurian with firepower. As long as you've got a holy seal or under the protection of somebody that does, you can raise hell. You got to practice to be able to get good at it. There's not much that we can't do if we take the time to practice it. The limits are self-imposed. And now you'll know why what Emmanuel was talking about the cities when he began to upbraid the cities. I think Jerusalem was one of them. And told how high and glory they were, and he said, you'll be brought down to hell. That in that day it'll be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah than for you. Well, what do you think he was talking about? How do you think he was going to do that? He wasn't the least bit weak-kneed or butter soft or namby-pamby in that exchange, now was he? And when he went over the rest of them, Sadducees, Pharisees, lawyers, God, he went over a half load of them. Well, this is what he was talking about. These are the parts that are not in the Bible, simply because the Catholic Church doesn't want you to know about them at all. That's the first thing. And if you read it over to 2 Corinthians, about the third heaven, go read that. And it said that he caught up under the third heaven, and there Saul experienced things that it was not lawful to utter or even to talk about. Roman law was prohibiting that. It's like today. You can tell someone you can get up in the spirit and space of one of these preachers, and they're going to have you lodged in a lily den. Yet they're preaching the spirit of heaven. They're a bunch of lying, demonic, goddamn hypocrites, and those are the good points. The fact that we can do this is beside the point. Now, you all need more practice at everything. Practice more with the conscious, air, fire, water, earth. Those are the foundation blocks.
Instructions for ASCAP.
When you get around to them.
Okay. Open season.
Open season on ASCAP. But before you hit them, remember what I just cautioned a minute ago about a company. make sure you've got the late date on all their offices and who their officers are, so that you don't murder a bunch of members.
Okay.
But the officers, the managers, the attorneys, well, now,
Right.
And I don't give a goddamn whether New York, Los Angeles, Nashville, Berlin, Tokyo, London, where they are. If you want to take them on, then you do that, but get rehearsed at it. Don't go off half-cocked. Don't try to make it up as you go along. Make yourself some notes so you know what the hell you're doing. Follow the plane. Okay, any other questions about the process or the procedure? We will post...
Yes, I have one.
Okay.
When you have a company that has multiple addresses, do you visit each address and project a body of light on each address, or do you mention the addresses?
Either way, depends on how good you are, but if you're limited like most of us, it's a good idea to take the list and then visit each one of them with a separate body. But make a separate body, charge it like you were taught, and leave it in hell with them once it gets there. Don't go into hell with those bodies. Just, while you're up there over top of them, watch the hole. Don't get down there with it. Now, the only thing you've got to do, if you even start getting drawn into it a little bit, is just say the word EFRI, and you're back on the left plane, quit. That quit. That answer. But that's a good question. If you know where the strings are, and all the strings, then you can just put the quietus to all of them with one shot if you want to do it that way. But it takes a little more of a consolidated, surprisingly, consciousness to do that. So it's probably easier to do it each one with a body of light. But the last I checked, there wasn't any limit on those.
Okay.
I will cut these as soon as I can get them edited. I will cut these notes and put them up so that they will be online for you to use. And you may just have to take your copy and edit out my comments that sometimes don't, where I'm instructing. But if you'll notice that every time we went up the planes, we went up in order and down in order. Same thing going in and out of hell. Now you can, if you want, let's say, since we've already put Barack in, let's take him for an instance, but leave him there. You could take a body of light and do him the same way that you do a city. But for some reason, it's not quite as effective on a single human body. It's 90%, I guess, or better. But when you take a city, you take it all. Bad, good, indifferent, the whole friggin' thing goes to hell. The good people will sense something's wrong in the city and get the hell out of it, or change it. That's why sometimes you want to go back and layer it again. In case you miss somebody. But you can do that same process with just anybody you want. And, yeah.
With this particular way of doing it, I mean, my thoughts are Sodom and Gomorrah never, ever reappeared as a city. So, is it possible to undo it?
Yes.
Is it possible to shield it from undoing?
You don't have to shield it from undoing. That part's going to stay there.
Why would you want to undo it?
Because we have members who go around behind each other undoing things. That's why. Well, that's why you want to think before you do. I heard a beep on the phone. Was that somebody checked out? Darryl, are you still there? Oh, he's still there. Yeah, probably his battery went dead on him. No problem.
It's been fine. Yeah, he's still fine off somebody's head.
Yeah. Well, at any rate, yes, you can undo these things pretty simply. But it takes the same people that get it to undo it. If you do one on your own, then you can undo it on your own. But listen, Mr. Cyan and Shalom stuck one in somebody's ass. It would take both of them agreeing to undo it to be able to undo it. And that part is simple. You would just say to the object, whoever the damned is, and naturally you'll locate them in hell just like you did before. And you can tell them they're forgiven or you're released from hell or go on about your business or whatever you want, whatever language you want to use. There's no hard script to it. So you could take it off somebody's ass. But since all of us were there that put it on Televis' ass, we got to have a unanimous agreement, everybody together at the same place at the same time to remove it. Okay, any other questions?
Big Forest City, didn't say one of our members have done a city, and of course the other parties may not know. Is it best for us to notify which cities have been done?
It's a good idea to check with command, because we may have something going on in that city that we don't need armed, like Washington, D.C. We've got people that part of their job is going to be going in and out of Washington, D.C. Well, the last thing I need is to have one of our people into the main gate to hell at our hand.
Yes, we have no way of knowing where all the embedded are.
Right. So before you...
You say it pretty good if I don't do it in any place that we might go.
Right, but
I don't know where... I don't know where the rest people are.
It's real simple. Stay out of the USA until you very deep what we're doing. It's common sense for every dog. Even every dog knows that you don't
get embedded in other countries.
I do have people embedded in other countries, and he's right about that.
I'm going to tell you, you're missing the point.
But I do have people embedded, so before you sock it to a city, let someone in command know, at least for the time being. Because I may have someone somewhere.
Yeah. I knew that. I was trying to ask the right way, and I was getting beat up the right way.
You always get beat up that way, Danny.
I wonder if there's only one person that thinks it's okay.
There you go again. Anyhow, before you tear some city all to hell, now tearing city hall all to hell, that's great, that's a little bit different. But you pretty well have to be in the city to know where city hall is. Initially, anyhow. You can read it from altitudes, and that's where you'll hit it from. But in the process, just taking a count of itself and tearing it up because you don't want some tangent, that's really pretty stupid. Nobody ought to do that. But then Jews are in places like...
Dude, that's that with Beijing.
Oh, yeah. Now, I don't know anybody that we need in Beijing. Oh, yeah. I don't have anybody there that I'm concerned about.
Well, As long as I live, I'm going to have a tangent about what they did to one of the guys. So the end.
Well, me too.
Well, we did not have that 3 years ago at home safe now, so far away.
Yep, put it on.
I should have said they left us 2 years ago.
You got anybody in Mexico City?
Nope.
That's a shithole needs to go.
Yes, it does.
How about Roseville, California?
Where?
Roseville, California.
Why the hell is that?
It's up north. It's outside of San Francisco. It's, I think it's around Sacramento.
Hmm.
What's their problem?
That's a shithole. But, we've got Eric in California, so as long as it isn't going to bother him.
Okay. He's close to, Sacramento, too. He's an hour from Sacramento. Yeah, but he's not in Roseville. He's in another state. But he's in Aptos, but if Roseville's all that close, he might be doing business there. Oh, okay.
But it's the easiest thing in the world to clear something before you cream up a city or two. But now, one of the areas that needs to put the shithole proper, and you don't have to send them all to hell, you can just make them miserable, and that's what you want, is Nancy Pelosi's house district. Now they deserve an attorney.
Well, she's got the city of San Francisco, so we're back to that.
Well, they're weird lines. Those are weird lines over there. Those districts of gerrymandering all over the place. They're not perfect squares and circles.
No, they are. But you can find a map. With those.
Yeah,
there's not
different
congressional districts. You know, actually, we could take Nancy Pelosi's winery and put it in hell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we could take the water out of it, make it ranch, and do quite a bit of damage. We've played that game before, too.
Amazing
how much dysentery you can cause that way.
Yep.
Yes, but you're affecting the population for people who do buy her wine. If we put her winery out of business, she's out of money. You hit them in the pocketbook.
She gets lots of outside money.
Dad does it.
Yeah, so the winery is a drop in the bucket of the money that comes pouring into her because of her level of use.
I understand that, Danny, but what I'm saying, you get at least one part of that, and that'll get her, because I think she was so proud to have her grandfather's winery back.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Good theory.
And putting a hammer in her ass, I assure you, is not a thing for consideration. If you're just aiming at Nancy Pelosi, fine. You want to take her winery out. Google the thing. There's a Google map of the goddamn thing.
Now, on that one, I like Shalom's phrase where she says, everybody who supports and sustains her, that might be the way to go. Then you get all of those PACs and liberal campaign funds and all the rest of the stuff.
Oh, that's a thought.
So, paid out of Shalom's book. And other various donors of the area, as I recall.
Well, there's simple little things like that. If you just pay attention, don't walk half cock, you won't get in any trouble, you won't hurt anybody. But you didn't intend to hurt. And
what collateral damage you will get, even then, will be minimal. And if it come down to Pelosi herself, we don't want her dead. We want her insane and out of office. Yeah.
How do we apply this to somebody like the Illuminati who has a limited time period that they have their meetings under all in one spot? How could we fire those guys because the on-off switch limitation would be difficult to get around? How would we knock out the Illuminati crowd like we did the elevation?
Well, first thing you'd have to find out, one, where they were going to be and when. Right. Second thing, you would have to find out if there were any that missed the meeting.
Yeah.
I mean, they may have 1,100 members, but that doesn't mean the whole thing showed up for the meatloaf and potatoes, if you follow me. Right. But, once you do, and I know where everybody else's mind is going, boy, are we going to sock it to the next Bilderbergers. Well, for your information, I've been socking it to them much more gently than I should, of course. So that's why they're getting exposed and getting brought up front and everything else. It's not because somebody suddenly decided to give them a bad publicity campaign. I set that in motion years ago. And they've been catching hell ever since.
How do we handle this journalist group of liberal media people that have been doing all these cover-ups and liberal schemes?
We brought them out of the woodwork on an invocation.
Right.
We did that with a circle one.
Right, but the question would be, is there a way to take that particular group strong in and make them on the fatal?
Well, there is if you could get your hand on the login. You have to target pretty tight. And sometimes you need information that's just not readily available. That's why you don't want to go off half-cocked. That's why you don't want to have to start some fucking thing that's going to take 5 million years to get done. Use the energy you got around you. In case you didn't read it, I did. There was only about three of us that was hitting Tel Aviv that wasn't doing it on Tel Aviv's evil energy. We were doing that on our energy, not the partner. Either one works, we don't care. But why should we waste our energy when we can use theirs? That's why you want to use the energy that's available rather than one you take 500,000 years to get up to running speed. Simple as that. Well, children, anything else of consequence? If not, I will bid you all a very good evening. And,
can I just make a quick note at the discussion that we had on Thursday night? There appeared on newscast a fire truck tornado here in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just a regular blast. We did a bit of a rehearsal on the, elements of stuff before we did the blast. Like a mini training thing. Kitty ran everybody through a real good one for the first one out. Covered a lot more territory than we would in a normal. But for the first time out, we needed to get that energy started. So it was done, and we're already getting results. So we are a people of power. We don't pray to Jesus and hope. We say, all you Jesus prayers, get the hell out of the way, and we'll show you how it's done. And that's what we did.
What was the target?
particular target, we were just raising some hell. But now that Coco is in Oklahoma rather than New York, it changes our pattern of firepower a little bit. Not enough to hurt anything, and I think it's a bit of an improvement, really. Because our northern sector was a bit open for a while. Is that it, children?
Out here, thank you.
Out here.
Mark.
Marty?
Yeah.
I'll be over to get the tape.
Okay.